Now, listen, you know, and you've often told me yourself that you write quite deliberately, and you assemble your research books, and you work it out very slowly.
I struggle and sweat and grow.
Well, that's so you've told me. I've never believed it. But now, you've also said that Dick Rogers sometimes can write a lyric. You'll give him the lyric, rather, and he'll write the melody in about 10 minutes. Is that so?
Well, I'd like him to explain that to you. Shall I get him?
Would you?
Dick?
Fine. Fine, Dick. I'm going to ask you the question for the audience through the country. We'd be tremendously interested in your answer. The legend is in the theater that on occasion you've been known to go into your piano after taking a lyric and then come out with a completed melody in about 10 minutes. Is that so?
Well, it's partly so, Ed. It's also partly false. Oscar and I discuss situations in the play and the characters who were to sing them for sometimes months at a time. You know, the whole show, mm-hmm. the situation. So that by the time we reach the point where we're actually putting words on paper and music on paper, we know an awful lot about these people. We know a great deal about their personalities, what they stand for, and what we want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is confining to such a degree that the actual putting of notes on paper comes rather quickly. That's all that is. It isn't a matter of going in and doing it in 10 minutes at all.
Of course, that's the whole background, and undoubtedly these melodies have been playing around in your mind. You've rejected some that you've dreamed up. And
I think that's probably true, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and do you do a lot of work at the piano?
I do a lot of work at the piano, but I don't have to. I can work standing up. I can work walking around. But I have to concentrate. I don't do any work in taxicabs.
Mm-hmm.
I have to sit down and do it, or stand up and do it, but really concentrate and do it.
So it's not actually, your mind is so saturated with characters that when you finally sit down at a piano, you pretty well organize your thoughts and your melody in your mind.
I think so, mm-hmm. especially when I have the help of what this tall man does. You see, this is kind of a bit of assistance.
You know, I think one of the greatest kicks I ever got out of a show in New York was that wonderful opening of South Pacific. Because you remember, of course, you remember.
Yes,
I do remember. These two hear this tremendous musical play, and it opened up with these two charming little children on stage.
Well, that was against type. That should have been open, great big bravura thing mm-hmm. with all the.
And that's the same play. You did something musically. Well, I didn't understand it musically. I knew the effect on me. You got that wonderful sense of mystery and bally high.
Well, Ed, this is what we were talking about a minute ago. We always knew there was going to be a song called Bally High
mm-hmm.
from the day we made the arrangement with Michener to do his book to music. Now, you get that title in your mind, and it sits there for 6 months or 8 months. Well, it's going to do something. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, in walks Oscar with a lyric, and the tune comes very, very quickly because you've been writing it all this time.
Well, the effect you got there, da, da, da.
See, you're good. Da. No, it's the octave jump,
mm-hmm.
and then a half step down, half tone down. And it's a little far off and mystic and